I need a nap, but it is the news, according to me. Good Wednesday. Yeah. I am Sleepy Man today. I am your host. I about fell asleep right there as I was trying to do the show, do the intro. Folks, it's Wednesday, April 30th, 2025, last day of April. Tomorrow begins May. So all the flowers, all the April showers are done as of today. We have one more little shower moving into the area. And then we have May, which brings all the flowers. April showers bring May flowers, or brings May flowers. I don't know if it brings May flowers. I don't. Mayflower? That's that a boat? Wasn't that a boat? Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's turn that off. I don't need the background music anymore. I have, I've had a busy couple of days. Yesterday, as I had told you on the day before, there wasn't a show yesterday. And of course, there's a late show today. Wouldn't have had to have been so late today. I could have actually done a show last night if I would have had any energy. And this morning, I probably could have gotten up early enough to do. I actually did get up early enough. I probably could have done a short show, but it was a very quick morning. I flew out of South Bend, actually, because I had so much to do. I didn't want to drive. And the flight schedule worked out. I was able to fly from South Bend to Chicago down to Key West. And I flew back. And I went to Lansing, Michigan. And I was overnight in Lansing, Michigan. I got in there. Believe it or not, fairly early in the evening. It was probably 6 o'clock or something like that. I got into Lansing, Michigan, and then I was starving because I only had one sandwich for the. I had a little bit of breakfast at like 4 a.m. yesterday morning, and then I had like one little breakfast sandwich on the way down too that I grabbed before I got on the plane to go down to Key West. That was all I had until the evening, and of course, then I did really good. I had salmon. I had a baked salmon with rice and broccoli. Felt really good after I ate that. It was very good. It's kind of expensive, but it was very good. And then I got dessert, and that was the problem. It was a pozookie, is what it was. I think that's what they call it, a pozookie. Or pozookie, or whatever, however they pronounce it. It's basically a heated up cookie with ice cream on it. They had different flavors, but I actually changed mine up. I got a chocolate chip cookie with ice cream. Whipped cream, of course, on top of that. And then you had strawberries on top of that, which I thought, you know, that makes it healthy, right? Gets my fruit. I'm pretty sure strawberries are fruit. I don't know. It's a carnivore. I don't know what it is. So I had that. And I didn't feel that terribly full. I did have a little bit of a walk back to the hotel. I used the stairs. So I justified all the calories right before I went to bed, which I promptly fell asleep. I texted my wife to have a phone call, and within minutes, I was asleep, apparently, because I didn't hear the phone ring. I didn't hear nothing. She tried to FaceTime me, and about 15 minutes later, she said she was brushing her teeth, and then I was gone. I didn't even see the text that she said she was brushing her teeth was 2 minutes after I texted her. And I don't even remember that text. Next thing I know, I woke up about 4:30 in the morning. Time to go. So I got things done there, and got back to Chicago, and then flew back to South Bend. Made the flight back to South Bend. I got a first class seat coming back. I'm a first class person now. Went from Chicago to South Bend, 15-minute flight, first class. It's my 15 minutes of fame. Actually, the taxi time took longer. I don't even remember the flight because I fell asleep. I don't remember the takeoff, actually. Oh, no, I do remember the takeoff. I do remember taking off. And usually that feeling of getting put back into my seat pretty much just puts me out. I fell asleep. The next thing I knew, I was woken up. I woke up and my mouth was, you know, it was a mess. Anyway, that's my story for that. A lot of things going on in the news. And unfortunately, my brain did not have enough time to process everything to get some video clips here for you, or audio clips here for you. But I have, there's all just a whole lot of buzz going on everywhere right now. Of course, now the 100 days, I did listen to part of the speech that Trump gave, his 100-day speech, 100-day speech. Of course, the left is just, their heads are just coming apart. They everything's a crisis. Everything is nuts. Everything is chaos. Everything's falling apart, according to them. And everybody hates the fact that Trump was elected. Now here they go again. They never cease to do this. They continue to just fool themselves. And what it really amounts to is they are completely, completely out of touch with the American people. That's what it boils down to. And you can see the frustration in Frank Luntz's face when he does these focus groups and he does these. He's doing all the polling and he's sitting there looking at CNN and MSNBC and the Democrat Party. He's going, "You're not listening. These people are not upset that they voted for Trump. The vast majority of people are not upset that they voted for Trump. In fact, there are more people coming on board from the independents and the Democrats coming on board the Trump train now." But not according to them, because they think that their rhetoric is having an impact. It's having an impact on them, on the people who were saying it. They are going out of their lily liver minds. I have never seen anything like this. It is a groupthink. You can call it hive mind, whatever you want to call it, but it is groupthink. It is a mass psychosis, psychotic event here we're witnessing. Judges who are sworn to uphold the law above all things, which, by the way, they are not above the law. The Democrats would have you to believe that they're above the law. They're acting as, whatever you want to call it, civil disobedient protesters by acting against this abusive administration, going after judges, arresting a judge. How dare they? You arrested a president. You raided a president's home. And that was nothing. That was because he's a crook. Right? They can't name one law that he actually broke. Oh, yeah, here, I want to talk about, I got to talk about this. This is, I don't know why I'm playing with paper. There's nothing on it. Something to slap around, I guess. I don't know. Take out my frustrations on a piece of paper. I think the paper's winning. There's a couple things I want to talk about. Maybe this show will get demonetized. The show isn't monetized. So I have the freedom. Now, I don't know what the algorithms do, like Apple Podcasts and everything else. They may not promote the show if I use certain words. I don't know. But I want to talk about this in a little bit because normally we would have had Topical Tuesday yesterday, and I had about three topics I was going to talk about, mostly to do with certain politicians and some people and some things that were going on, some events that were happening. But I'm really kind of upset with some things, and because we really need to have a discussion here, a serious adult discussion, grown-up discussion about some things that are going on in the world. And I think that there needs to be some pressure put on to some. Now, my understanding is there was a ruling. I don't know if it was a Supreme Court ruling or some kind of a judge ruling that precedent was set that was. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. But apparently there was some kind of a ruling that kind of takes away the whole thing with the idea of censorship and the protections that social media platforms like Facebook and some others have, where they can come in and censor you. If that is the case, if that happens, this won't be an issue, what I'm about to talk about in a little bit. But in the meantime, this whole thing with this judge, there's a couple judges, I guess, that one of them got arrested. The one that got arrested literally broke the law. I mean, she broke the law. And the sad part of this is there were people there who had been abused by this guy. This was a they make sure that they say it was a misdemeanor assault charge. Misdemeanor assault charge. And they normally, if it was a if Trump did it, this very same thing, if they did what this guy did, they would call it a federal charges, federal, it's a, and he's indicted on federal whatever, he's a whatever. They would go all nuts with it. They would call it something else. They certainly wouldn't call it a misdemeanor charge. For some reason, I guess misdemeanors now don't mean anything. They just, it's just a misdemeanor. Because apparently the idea of sneaking across the border is just a misdemeanor. I guess that's what they're saying. I've heard them basically imply that. Apparently that doesn't matter. Apparently there's no, that's just a misdemeanor. So if I commit a misdemeanor against you, you should just shrug it off and not care. Well, unless your last name is Trump, of course, then it's going to be all over the news. These judges are just as wackadoodle crazy as any, they're activist judges. That's what they are. And they think that they're heroes. They are not heroes. And you have to wonder how many other times they've done stuff like this. And it's really quite pathetic. It is really very disgusting and embarrassing, in my opinion, to stain our nation, to see these people do this kind of thing. And then you got these wackadoodles that are trying to stand up for, ICE comes in to take some, to deport somebody, and they're standing, you don't have a warrant for his arrest. You don't need a warrant. He's not a U.S. citizen. You are not afforded the same rights. That's just the way it is. Deportation has nothing to do with a warrant. When you are in this country without a visa, even if you have a visa, your visa can be revoked. You have human rights. You can say whatever you want to, but the nation can boot you out. You can't be punished. You can't be put in prison for that, but you can be, you don't have the right to be here. Which they seem to think is just part and parcel with everything that is going on. Now, I want to talk about this whole issue with censorship and some of the stuff that's going on. When someone, we are now at the point where we can't even say the term sexual assault. It has to be called an SA, which I heard somebody talking about this the other day, and I was trying to figure out what they were talking about until I realized, they're talking about a sexual assault. But they couldn't say the term sexual assault because they would be censored. They would be throttled or demonetized or shadow banned, whatever it was that they were concerned about putting on their YouTube channel because they didn't want to, or whatever it was, I can't remember, some kind of social media, and they couldn't say it. They couldn't say the term sexual assault. I'm going to say it because it's a thing, and I'm not going to diminish it to some synonym or some abbreviation. What happened to that person was not an abbreviation. It was an abomination. But call it what it is. If it's rape, it's rape. It's not grape. It's not grow. It's not a duck sound. They try to censor everything out like that to make it. They won't use the word. Why not? Is it because it's too offensive for my little ears to hear? Mama Google, Daddy Google won't let me say that word because it's too mean. But you can cuss up a storm. You can. Have you listened to some of the music that's out there nowadays? Some of the words that are said in the music. And that's okay. But you can't even talk about factual events that happened with the right words. You can't use the right words. Because they might offend someone. It's too harsh. call it what it is. That's all I'm saying. This idea that we have to, we're being trained, folks. We're being, it is a thing in society that's going to happen here. Where we, and of course, everybody at some point, you're going to know what an essay is, and you're not even going to be able to say that anymore. Because everybody's just going to call it an essay. I know what an essay is. I wrote essays when I was in high school. And I didn't do really good with them. Ironically, I ended up taking a class. I went to a class in high school, which I didn't do very well in English. And when I went off to college, which was about 6 years after high school, I think I was 23 or something. I was pretty old. I finally went to college. 1 year of college. I couldn't. I'm not an academic guy. Just couldn't stomach it. I wanted to take classes I wanted to take. And so I went to this thing. Of course, there was all these prerequisite classes. One of them was English 101. I did not. Well, not only did I not like the class, the teacher. I'm sorry. Wonderful person, I'm sure. I'm sure she's not a bad person. I just didn't like her as a teacher at all. I couldn't stand being in the class. I went through one semester and I passed with, I think I had a D minus, if I passed at all, because I don't think I turned in anything. I think I might have turned in one assignment. This lady had a deal where you would turn in your assignments, you'd pass them forward. And of course, because it's a prerequisite, almost everybody in freshman class was. Of course, I was older than everybody else because I started later than everybody else. But everybody's passing in their papers. You pass them up front. She would pull them out, say the person's name, and she would grade them right there in front of everybody. Well, I didn't get embarrassed because I didn't have my assignment done. So everybody else walks out of the classroom hanging their head and feeling embarrassed because she just bled all over their paper with all their red ink and talked about them, and told the class who they were and said what was wrong with their paper. And me and two other guys, one of them turned out to be one of my best friends. We didn't have our assignments done, so we didn't turn it in, so we didn't get we didn't have to put up with that. We walked out smiling and laughing at everybody else. No, I actually felt bad for everybody else. Actually, I did. I stopped turning my. I didn't turn anything in the rest of the year, the rest of that semester anyway. So I went through the first semester, and I that was a prerequisite class. I had to take that before I could take all the classes I wanted to take. There was this one class called Writing for Broadcasting. Well, I really wanted to take that. I was really interested in broadcasting. I was really interested in radio. I wanted to get into that whole thing. My college had a radio station that was actually a very popular radio station, and it was on campus. It was right, basically right there. And I got to go over and I had a part-time job for the school through the week, first semester anyway, cleaning. And I would polish floors and do stuff like that. I would mostly polishing floors. So I polished the floor in the library, and I also polished the floor in the radio station, which I thought was just so cool because I was in there at night when there was just, you know, like one other person. They were doing their night show type stuff, and I was in there polishing floors. I thought it was pretty cool. So the second semester, I was a security guard for the school. That was a four-hour night shift job every night. On weekends, I worked as a youth pastor. About an hour away. I was 45 minutes away. It's a 45-minute drive away from where the college was south of there. Just to pay for school. And I still end up with a school loan. But I was working my way through my first year of school. Well, the second semester, I talked to the teachers. Because they wanted my money, right? They wanted me to take classes. So I said, hey, can I just audit the class the second semester and just kind of sit in on it and not have to turn any assignment. She still wanted me to do my assignments. I'm like, well, I'm not doing assignments. I'm not getting a grade. If I'm going to do assignments, that's the whole reason I don't want to do the class. I just won't take the class if that's the way it's going to be. I'll pay to audit the thing. I don't want to do the assignments.
Well, I still want you to put in the assignments. I still want you to do the assignments.
No. I'm not doing the assignments. So I didn't do the assignments. I'm auditing class. That means I'm sitting there listening to the class. Auditing, that's what that means. If I'm going to participate, then I want a grade. It made me do the work. That's the whole purpose, was to reduce my workload. I was taking a lot of classes. So I got to take a bunch of classes which I took minor. It was Bible college. So I took a couple classes. One was minor prophets, and then was some kind of something. And I also took the writing for broadcasting class, all of which were prerequisites. Or I had all the prerequisites done. Well, I didn't have all the prerequisites done, but they let me take the second semester. I got to take all these classes that I wanted to take. I got straight A's in all those classes. Papers that I wrote, everything I did, straight A's. Which kind of tells you something about my psychological issues, I guess. I don't know. It's the motivation to learn, for me, there has to be motivation there. I can learn. I just need the motivation. I have to want to do it. And strangely enough, even though I couldn't pass the prerequisite classes, because I was too stupid for those, I was apparently smart enough to pass with straight A's in the classes I was supposed to have. So what's the purpose of the prerequisite? I was supposed to take those classes so that I would understand and be able to function in the other classes. Apparently, I don't know what that was all about. I don't know. Rules. Anyway, that's the way I remember it. That was probably 30, 40 years ago. 35 years ago, 40 years ago. I guess more than 35 years ago, because I've been married for 35 years, and it was before that. So it's probably close to 40 years old. Yeah. Okay. So here we are. We have all this stuff. There's a buzz of things happening. Now, there's this one show I watch. It's called Prophecy Watchers. Gary Stearman is kind of the main head guy on that show, and then he's got Armando, whatever his name is. Is kind of one of the lead. He's the younger teacher. He's kind of passing the torch off to him. But Armando, I think is his name. He's doing a lot of things. Now, he's got this theory that by us reducing our military presence and our money funding of the NATO alliance in Europe, by us pulling back from that and telling them basically, if we're going to help you, you're going to pay for it. We're not going to subsidize everything for you anymore. Because what has happened is London, I think it's England's, my understanding is England's GDP is very close to its annual deficit right now. I think it's 1.2 trillion dollars, I think, or somewhere in that range is their debt or in their deficit or whatever. I guess their debt, which is very close to their GDP. So in other words, the interest on the debt. What was it, interest on the debt? I can't remember. I think it's interest on the debt. Which means they have to produce just to break even with the debt load that they have right now. That's unsustainable. Then the biggest problem is social programs. We have basically, because of what we're doing with our military and our funding and our helping with their NATO expenses, allowing them to skate on those things, because they save that money, they're able to provide for social programs in their country, which is still bankrupting them, by the way, because they have allowed too much mass immigration and not regulated that whatsoever. Not that we know anything about that in this country. So the expense of that is just, it's ridiculous. And of course, you get these lunatics that say, well, illegal immigrants contribute $70 billion to our economy. And they cost $200 billion. That's the problem. They throw those numbers out there, but they don't give you the whole story. There's a lot of wacky doodle stories, by the way, being pushed out there about some things that are, of course, they always have their spin on them, their slant on them. Of course, they blame everything that happens on the administration. And they act like none of this happened until Trump came along. He's a fascist and he's doing all these things. Just like the blue suit thing. Blue suit gate now we have going on. Trump was the only one wearing a blue suit at the funeral for the Pope. I think it was for the Pope's funeral. He's wearing a blue suit. How disgusting. So they show this picture where Trump is there, and there's like about a dozen or so people around him, and they're all wearing black, and he's wearing blue. And you pan away from that picture and show a little bit more. There's almost as many people wearing blue suits as there are black suits. But they act like he's the only one wearing a blue suit. Yeah. But for that, here again, this is where the media has convinced themselves with all these wacky stories. And they think that they can keep hammering on Trump and cause his poll numbers to go down. And they think he's going to care about that. He doesn't give a rip about that. Poll numbers are not what matter right now. And of course, what hurts him, and this the only way that this hurts him with the polls, if he becomes an unpopular president, is that especially the establishment Republicans in Congress, but that the congressional House and Senate Republicans might start to distance themselves from him and vote against some of his legislation. Now, he's got this big, beautiful bill he's putting out there. It's called the BBB. I don't know what it's called. The big, beautiful bill is that he's pushing now has all the tax cuts, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security. I don't think there's any tax on overtime. I think that whole thing is in this bill. There's also some things for military. Now, I'm not quite sure how I feel about spending. I think that there's a lot of waste in the DOD. If we can cut out the waste, I have no problem with supporting things, buying the right equipment and getting all the things updated with everything that needs to happen with the military. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Especially if we're talking about having it spent on home defense, not defending somebody else's border. If we're talking about taking care of our soldiers, taking care of our wounded, taking care of those who are veterans, having the right equipment, keeping them safe and healthy. I'm all for that. Not just willy-nilly stupid spending, not glutting, not spending $12 for a quarter 20 one-inch long bolt, but actually spending money where it needs to be spent and actually spending on quality U.S.-made stuff. I have no problem with that. We need to have a well-funded military that does the job. That can do the job. But it doesn't need to be this endless, bottomless pit of money we just continue to throw, the hole that we throw money into. It's just because, you know, otherwise you're not patriotic if you don't support your troops. I do support the troops. The problem is this is just like Social Security. If there's fraud and waste and abuse in the Social Security system, that's money that should be going to people for real and not going to people that are abusing the system. That are defrauding the system. You don't understand. That's money that should be going to Social Security benefactors, not being taken and abused. Social Security will last a lot longer. We'll have more available if it's done properly and efficiently. Same thing with the military. It has to be money well spent. And that's just not based on an emotional thing, not based on anything else. There needs to be some accountability to this stuff. Now, having said all of that, it is time for me to take a nap. By the way, I have not talked about. One thing that needs to be talked about. What's in my cup? I've already drank my chai for the day, by the way. It was actually yesterday's chai that was left over in my car. I had made some chai yesterday. It was still hot when I left it in my car at the airport. And then when I got back to the airport today, it was not hot, but it was actually still good. It was actually fine. It was about a half a cup of chai. So I drank that. I also did buy on the way home. I stopped, slid through a Chick-fil-A and got some sweet tea, but I had drank half of that. So I filled it up the rest of the way with my homemade sweet tea. So now I have a blend of homemade and Chick-fil-A sweet tea. So it's the perfect ice with the perfect blend of tea. Very good stuff. So that's all I've got today. I don't have a backup cup or anything. Just that is my cup because it's late in the afternoon. I'm not going to make another cup of chai. Now tomorrow morning there will be a show. I'm hoping to just have a normal show tomorrow morning. It'll be fairly early in the morning. I have to get out of the house around 9:30. I'm probably going to end up in Chicago tomorrow night. My guess is, unless I end up some weird place to get called out to go somewhere. But I'm probably going to end up in Chicago tomorrow night. It'll be iffy whether there's going to be a show Friday or not. Probably will be a show Friday morning, but it will probably be from Chicago. It's my guess. So we'll just have to see how that all works out. In the meantime, well, I think I'm going to cut this one short because I really do need a nap. I got to close my eyes. I can't hardly function here. So that's what I'm going to do if the dog will allow me. He's sleeping right now. Anyway, that's about all there is. I've got a lot going on, but we'll talk about it all tomorrow, Thursday. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your day. See ya.